boy talk. It's time for the broadcast. Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. First episode in the new studios.
Ooh, it's so swanky.
I love it.
I am Vicky B. We got Ooh, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
And this is your highness herself, Destiny. Hello.
Hello, Destiny. Can you do me a favor and read off our contact info?
Alrighty, loves. You can still reach us at Twitter and Instagram at TheBroadcast999. Facebook is TheBroad-Cast. Call or text us at 253-778-6029. And if you want to get back to your sleepless in Seattle days, you can email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we actually did get a text message again from our buddy Moose.
Moose!
That's texting us. Oh, that's going to be the new thing. Whenever we say Moose.
Moose! I love it. Hey, Moose. What's up?
So last we talked to him, he was kind of having problems with a gal. Like, he really liked her, but, you know, they weren't sure what it was going to be because I think she dated a previous person that he was friends with.
His friend. And she slept over twice and nothing had happened.
Yeah. So,
but he likes him.
Oh.
He likes her.
He likes her. She has spent the night. They hadn't had sex. And she used to date one of his buddies.
Mm-hmm.
So we had told him, just talk to him. Just have a conversation that's like, because we all agreed if we had the similar situation where, hey, I was talking to, like, let's say one of Sarah's like ex-flings, I'm sure she would want me to talk to her about it before I proceeded to do anything else, or probably even before I even started seeing him.
For sure. Yes.
So he replied to us. He says, so I talked to both of them. Long story short, he's okay with it. She likes me, but isn't quite ready for a relationship. Frowny face. But we work out as homies, and I'm okay with that. And who knows, maybe it'll change, but I'm not worried about it. Also, I've come up with a way to come up with some money with a broken arm. And I want to know what you guys think about it. Essentially, I'd be renting out myself to single women who don't want to be harassed or worry about their safety while going to a bar.
Okay.
I've watched your drinks and pose as your big, intimidating boyfriend. I've noticed I scare men off with my lady friends. I might as well capitalize on it. Do you guys think it could work? What's your opinion? Moose.
That's hella funny.
One, I love it.
I feel like you need to have like a little website or a thing where you have actual women, like videos, and it's like of your female friends that say, yeah, no, he's good at this. So it's not, hey, I'll just hang out with you at the bar and walk you home. You know, have some, like, have reviews, but have them be video reviews. It's like,
that
hey,
would be funny.
I've known Moose for, you know, 5 years. He's one of my good buddies. He'll be good at this. You just sit down like, hey, I want you to hold my hand. I want you, or I want you to be my bodyguard, or out for bachelorette night.
But, like, if you're at a bachelorette party or if you go out with people and you're not, like, with a significant other, it's a lot of times it's a girls' night. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of times I go out with my girls or something and, like, hey, I'm just going to bring this guy so we don't get hit on. Like, that. If my friends brought me that situation, I'd be like, what the hell? Just grow a pair and, like, shoo off the guys yourself. You know what I mean?
But how badass would it be if you went to a bachelorette party and you have a guy with, like, sunglasses and a security shirt follow you around? Like, oh, yeah, I'm so badass. It's kind of like getting a limo. You have the limo. It's a status symbol.
Like a bodyguard.
Having a bodyguard is almost a status symbol.
I would expect him to, like, get all my drinks for me. I would expect him to rub my feet for me if my feet hurt. I would expect him to, like,
I feel like Sarah. That would cost extra. Sarah, you got to pay extra for the premium package. Moose, I think this is a good idea. Just get some girls that, you know, will vouch for you in, like, video form or something so people know you're legit.
Would you vouch for him?
Well, I don't know him.
Yeah, but, like, would you, like,
well, if I knew him, I would.
Come out, like, and protect you?
If I knew him, I don't know him.
I personally don't need a protection. People need protection against me.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So no, like, I have no issues being like, honey, get the F away from me. So, but, like, other people, I do like that. So, for instance, when I'm, like, the last person leaving the bar, basically, like the last person outside, or, like, walking to, like, the bus stop type thing, or, like, waiting for my Uber, like, that's when I would love to be like, hey, Moose.
Like, that's actually a good point. Yeah. That's probably way, because, I mean, even downtown Seattle, like, we have to street park, and we're here really early, and when winter's coming, or whatever the hell, it's going to be really dark, and I am even afraid to park a few blocks away from our building because you don't know what the hell's going on.
I know. Yeah. I literally.
So that's actually a good idea.
Yeah. So at the end of the night, Moose, come through, but yeah.
I literally just bought pepper spray for that reason.
Yeah.
Just for some reason, being more downtown in these new studios is a little more sketchy than by
the freeway.
I even
thought the other place was
sketchy. No, it is. No, so like I used to think the other place was sketchy until I came down here and got lost.
Well, we're also kind of like near like a homeless camp area.
Yeah.
So it gets like a little, because sometimes like not all.
It gets colorful. To say the
That's
least.
A nice way to put it.
Yeah. I had my first year here, I got lost in Pioneer Square and I didn't have my freaking phone and it was nighttime and the only reason I wasn't crying, because it's like, oh my God, if I start crying, they're going to attack me more.
Yeah.
And so, I somehow, found somewhere to, just to hide out and just, because I was freaking out. Like, I was just by myself.
Well, that's another thing, too, is, you have to, look you know where you're going and not look vulnerable. And if you don't have a phone, sometimes I just pretend I'm on my phone when I, walk by people just... Because then if I look like I am, then I can, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's even, there's been times where I was texting my cousin and I'm walking around Ballard by myself in the middle of the night because I parked far away. And I decided to call her and she's like, hey, what's up? I'm like, there's a homeless guy being very loud behind me and he's getting closer.
Yeah.
I think he's just yelling at just in general. So I'm walking faster. I'm going to be on the phone with you because I'm not going to call the cops, right? He hasn't done anything to me, but I want you to be on the phone. This is the streets I'm on. I'm walking here. God forbid something happen to me. You know where I'm at. You call 911 for me.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
So it's side note. This is what's been bothering me. Guys are like, oh, I don't get why girls are so standoffish and everything. It's like from a young age. I don't know about you guys. I was trained not to trust anybody.
Especially at night.
Strange men. Don't talk to anybody. It's just you always have this wall up to be super careful. Because my parents grew up in Mexico City. You really don't trust anybody on the street.
I think it's different at a bar, though, than on the streets, obviously.
We're talking about the streets now, though.
Yeah, the streets.
Who the hell would anyone just comes up to you in the middle of the night, on the streets? I'm like, hit. Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. I don't know what's going on.
We did that in Chicago when we met those guys. And that led to an
interesting... Yeah, but we were all going to an owl.
I know, but that was funny, though. It's just like, hey, you, strange men on the street. Where are you going?
Hey, best friends.
We did that to them, is what I mean.
Yeah.
And it made for an interesting night. That's for freaking sure.
So I would do that. That's a good idea.
But but even at the bar though too, it's just I don't know, if what you might be trying to put in my drink. I don't I'm just.
See, I never have any of those thoughts. Some people buy me a shot, strangers. I'm like, yeah, you bought me a shot. Cool.
I was just conditioned to be ultra cautious all the time.
Same.
Just because that's just how I am.
You guys aren't living. Take those free shots.
No, yeah, I'm going to take my shot, but I'm going to continue to live, but not.
I'll give it to somebody else and trade off or something.
Yeah, I'm going to say, sometimes I'm just okay, I'm being paranoid. Sometimes I'll be like, man, if my paranoia is only this much crazy, I don't care because I'm going to be safe. But
yeah, I feel like I'm still living. I'm buying my own drinks. I don't need somebody else to buy me my own drinks to.
I don't need no man.
I don't need no man. I don't need no, somebody trying to drug me or
free
not.
Stuff, so. I'll get drugged over here in the corner.
I feel like that's another thing. That's one of the things you didn't really have to worry about before. You know what I mean? Like getting roofied and all this other jazz is something that's newer that we have to worry.
I feel like it's been going on
known
for
about it more
70s, 80s. Yeah, everyone's a lot more hyper aware of it. I know I have plenty of friends that have been roofied before, intentional or accidental. Accidental. He's not my friend. Okay, he's not really a friend. He was an old intern.
Uh-huh.
Oh, this is actually a great story. So he went over, he lived, he went to school, he was a coug.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
He was at a party once. Yeah. And he, a lot of people are cheap and don't want to buy booze. So he was at a house party and he drank out of every single cup he found.
That's stupid.
Yeah, because he wanted to.
That's even ratchet for me. See, that's weird.
If Sarah thinks that's ratchet, bro, you got problems. But he was just trying to get drunk that night. So he's drinking out of all these cups. And the next morning, he's like, oh, crap. Because he doesn't remember stuff the way he fell. It was a different hangover. He's like, yeah, that was roofied. Yes. And so he accidentally got roofied.
So now I'm sitting here thinking, who drank the drink? And
who put it in what? And it's just, it's BS that we even have to worry about it. But it's
so he
it's
like roofied himself in a way.
Yeah.
That is so weird.
It's not like he put it in his own drink, but he was being stupid and not cautious and, YOLO, I guess.
Yeah, no.
It was a little interesting of a story.
That's grimy.
Although I did think of something else for Moose. If you can find a bar that's cool with it, you can just hang out outside and you are literally the guy or the gal in the bathroom who gives you lotion or gum or a napkin or a paper towel to wipe your hands off. You walk to the ladies to their car. That is it. That's all you do. You stand at the door kind of next to the bouncer. It's like, would you like these services? They tip you a couple bucks. You walk to their car. You're back.
It's like, it's yeah, it's like a bouncer valet. I like that.
Yeah.
You have to like get legit somehow, though, because if some guy outside of the bar was like, hey, do you want to walk you to your car?
Oh, I'm yeah.
Like, what the hell?
No, he's going to have to be in like, the uniform and
yeah,
stuff
and
or whatever.
Yeah, be part of the bar. Like, yeah. You have to work for the bar or be subcontracted through the bar. I think that could work. I like that idea.
That's a good idea.
Or it's like, hey, you know, I parked a couple blocks away or I need to walk to the bus stop. Could you walk me to the bus stop?
Yeah.
Okay, so back to Moose, now that we're thinking about it. Did we ever answer the question? Did he ask us anything
about
the actual relationship?
Dude, she totally friend-zoned you.
Yeah,
I'm
no,
sorry.
So back to that.
Yeah, he says he's okay with it.
No, you're not. You still like her. You're still going to hang out with her. You probably shouldn't because you need to get over it. She totally friend-zoned you and she'll probably never want to go out with you.
What Sarah said.
That's exactly. She's just trying to be nice and sugarcoat it, but she still wants to be your friend, but she doesn't want to let you down.
Yeah.
So she's doing this. I'm not ready.
Because like I always, this whole thing is an excuse I'm finding out, especially this week, hair flip.
Oh no.
That, like, no. Oh. Like the people will be like, oh, I'm not ready for a relationship. Okay. A, B, and C. I didn't say, you know, like, I'm like, did Moose say anything about a relationship or did she just say, you know, this off back? If so,
I think he
then,
told her he liked her.
Yeah. And so if she goes exactly to that, then it's just her saying like friend zoning you basically.
Yeah.
I think like if he says, look, I like you in this way, it's like, look, I don't. When you tell somebody you like them, you're kind of, hey, let's get to know each other more in this way so we can go down the romantic path and eventually start going out. And so she just kind of nipped it in the bud. She's like, no, even though she stayed over. So I think she's sending a lot of mixed signals. I'd recommend don't stay over. If you want to stay friends, if you think you can handle that, then yeah, but don't do anything relationship-y.
No, I wouldn't even suggest that. I mean, if you cross the path of someone likes another person, like you're trying to just be friends or friends with benefits, but then feelings get involved, someone always gets hurt. And it's usually the person with feelings involved. And I don't want you to get hurt, Moose.
No.
Yeah, you already broke your arm, bro.
Yeah, you don't need to break a broken heart, too.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Well, let's talk about something a little not so broken.
Awesome.
Like the Metallica show.
I heard it was legit.
Well, did you go to Avenge?
But no, so like I didn't see them because I had homework and a cupcake order. But I did go see Royal Blood. And let me tell you, after you guys talk about Metallica, they rocked my freaking world too. Like,
well, you're already talking about it. Talk about it. And we'll give our experience.
Okay, yeah. So
where were they playing?
Royal Blood was playing at the Showbox, like the bigger one, the one where Weezer played. I know it's the Showbox Soto, and then just the Showbox.
Was it near Pike Place Market or was it near the stadiums?
Pike Place.
Okay, so that's Showbox Market.
Okay, sweet. So yeah,
it was... Yeah, so Pike Place Market, Showbox Market.
Oh, see, they never say it. Okay, they always just say the Showbox. Okay, yeah. Showbox Market is where they were playing, and like... Man, I'm so bad with band member names, I swear. But like the main like singer, because it's the singer and the guitar player, and then his brother is on drums.
Oh, cool.
So the main singer, I swear, they're like British. Now this jazz, like he was so hot. Oh my gosh, so hot and like so like his rock talk was all just like Britishy and hot and just amazing.
Hello.
Yeah, and just like mad cool.
Hi.
But it was
Destiny. I see you in there on the audience.
Oh my god, my panties just evaporated. Just think about that. But no, so not only that, like they know how to put on a show. It's literally just the two of them, and like they just sound so cliche. They rocked out so effing hard. Like, sorry, brain fart.
Yeah.
So like now, like they, so basically like the way the music goes is just straight up rock music. Like they got me into a mosh pit. Like that's how much I was.
Hello.
Yeah. Like I've never gotten a mosh pit in my life. In fact, the first time I went to a rock concert, I didn't realize it was a mosh pit. And I almost like got in a fight with somebody.
Like, why are you pushing me?
And I was like, what the? Like I was almost going to fight with somebody. So no, they rocked out so good. Like I was in a mosh pit. I'm just like, you know, jamming out to them. Like I had on my Doc Martens. It was just amazing. So yeah, check out Royal Blood. It was awesome.
I know. I wanted to see them too, but
was that on the same night?
It was the same night. That's why I had to pick and choose. So you will see Royal Blood in, you know, CenturyLink in a couple years. Yeah,
that's your prediction. I like it.
But no, I'm excited about Metallica. Like, like everybody went to that one.
I know. I didn't see Sarah at all because I think everyone just kind of did their own thing.
Yeah.
So what did you do?
So we did like the pre-game at Elysian.
And that was your boyfriend and who else?
Danny from the show, his girlfriend. Our old intern was there. So we met up with him.
Which one?
Andrew. Cece was there with her date. Rock girls were there.
Oh, I saw the rock girls.
Gave out prizes, gave out tickets. It was crowded. Oh my goodness.
Dude, the doors opened at 4.
That's ridiculous.
At 4 p.m.
I was like, oh, damn. I was not ready. Because it was, yeah, because it was early.
Yeah.
It was early. We got there at like 4:30-ish. And I was like, okay, well, we'll be fine. This is still early. Like,
no.
It was awesome. And my boyfriend really wanted to see... I always butcher his name.
Oh, Gojira?
Gojira. Really, really
it's,
bad.
It's a band, yeah. Not so, a person, I think.
Well, I don't...
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So...
Gojira. Yeah. You know, that's how they... That's Godzilla. That's how the original name was. That's where they got the name of the band. Gojira. Japanese.
Somehow that's way less cool.
Cute.
I just like Gojira. Like, thinking it didn't even mean anything. Not Godzilla. Yeah. Like, what if a band name was Godzilla?
Well, like, Ryan Castle, I'm looking at him right now in the other studio. He has one of my favorite band's sweaters on, Mastodon. A Mastodon is basically, you know, like, the big old...
The elephants.
The elephants from, like, Ice Age.
The woolly mammoth
is basically what a Mastodon is. And that's
way over your head. That cricket was literal crickets in the studio.
You should have seen Sarah's face. Crickets were even just,
You should have seen Sarah in a cricket's face.
We sat down, watched that, because that's what he really, really wanted to see. And I really wanted to see Metallica. So, and he is not a big Avenged Sevenfold fan. So,
that's the only person I wanted to see.
We saw, or we watched Gojira, and then we had an interesting moments through Avenged Sevenfold. We met up with one of his friends. We ended up like we climbed all of these stairs, and I was wearing like these wedge sneakers. And so by the time we got up
to the ones
stairs,
I gave you,
yeah, and I was like done. But the only way you could get up to where we, because we didn't know where we were going, we were trying to meet up with this homie, is you had to be like a sweet person or like special. So I saw someone like swipe their little thing, like a worker there, and open the door, and I was like, F this, I'm not walking down those stairs. So I like ran to like get the door, and so I like got in the door. And I was like, oh, we made it here. Where are we? And the girl's like, I need to see your tickets. And then I was like, you don't understand. Like, my feet hurt so bad. Like, I can't go back down those stairs. And she was so cool. She was like, oh, let me show you where the elevator is. And there's like hard alcohol up here. And the lines are way shorter if you guys want to drink. And all of this. And I was like,
Thank you, Jesus.
I love you. And let me tell you, there are way less people up there. So my theme this summer is to have sex at random places.
Is that your theme this summer, Sarah?
It is. A few weeks ago, I did it at Safeco Field because I love baseball, and that was the thing.
Where? Wait.
And in the family restroom.
Okay.
And so we did it. We like went in the suite area, right? And there was not a lot of people there at all, right? And so they have all gender restrooms up there. I never saw an all gender restroom.
Yeah, we're in Seattle.
I know. And I was like, what? So, dude, went into one of those, banged one out while Avenged Sevenfold was playing. It was so dope.
Oh,
and, like,
you actually did it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Got a drink with alcohol, like alcohol in it. It was dope. And then we like went back down, saw his homies. Then went and saw Metallica, and we're feeling real good.
I'm like blushing right now. Just
That's
like,
awesome.
It was awesome. And then Metallica was badass.
Right. How long did you stay for?
Oh, I stayed like the entire day. We didn't get home to like, well, granted, our Uber ride was over an hour long because traffic was so screwed.
How much
up.
Was your Uber,
by the
like
way?
Like $70.
They can suck something.
Yeah. He said he's like, well, we might as well have just driven down here. And we like left when they were doing the fireworks show for the finale.
Yeah.
So like we didn't even leave with the entire whole crowd, but we were already too late.
See,
so we got home at like 12:30.
That's why I was just like, nope. Like all types of nope. Like CenturyLink Field for Metallica sounded like all types of no for me.
Yeah. It's so bad. Like, I've never even been to CenturyLink before. I've never been to a... Yeah, so I was like...
Yeah, no.
This is cool.
You didn't even know.
I didn't even know.
No, see, my roommate and I kind of played it the best way possible. Because, like, so he's not my roommate anymore. He just moved out about a month or so ago. Blazin.
His real name.
That's his real God-given name.
Blazin. Yeah. I love that. All
well,
right.
Like, a Blaze is, like, his mom's... Like, his mom's a really nice lady. She's a horse lover.
Is she a little crazy?
Okay. No. Well, she looks like it. She was wearing like
really
pigtails
nice
and cowboy boots, but she was a very nice and polite lady when I met her. She stayed with us for a couple nights when she visited Blazin. But a blaze is that white mark on a horse down its face. So she named him Blazin. And then his middle name is Ryder.
Yeah, she's crazy.
Real crazy.
Yeah, a little bit. She's a very polite lady. She left us a thank you note when she stayed, you know, when she stayed over.
She should have left you a mother effing fruit basket or something.
Anyways.
Why? Because she's a fruit basket?
Oh. Hope you're not listening to this, Blazin. And if I'm sorry.
By the way, I'm not talking about your mom at all. It was just a pun that I heard. Sorry.
About your...
anywho, Blazin, he had taken me to the airport when we went to Atlanta. And I was like, hey, I have an extra ticket. I didn't think I'd have an extra ticket. Who wants to come with me? And between him and his girlfriend, They're like, oh, Megan really wants, I really want to go to Metallica, but Blazin's the bigger fan. Mm-hmm. So let him go. So he was like a kid, like on Christmas. He was so excited.
I love that.
So what we ended up doing is I picked him up from his house in Ballard. Traffic was kind of crappy from Ballard to downtown Seattle. And I was going to park kind of by our old station, but kind of near the Queen Anne area, or like nearish the Key Arena. Okay, maybe a little further up north. Yeah. Near Pike Place Market, kind of. I found a parking lot. It was like $13, $15.
Deals.
And I said, you know what? We're going to park the car here. It's still quite a bit of ways from the radio station because we were going to meet here and have some drinks. So it's around 5-something.
Oh, six. Damn.
We got to the station about 6:15 because of the traffic.
Holy hell.
Yeah, so I think it was probably closer to like 5:20-ish.
Damn.
When we parked.
Yeah. Gojira was already on at this point.
Right. So I parked my car. We get an Uber. It was about $15 to get to the new station. So it was only a couple of miles. It took forever to get the car to even get 2 blocks to get to us.
No.
Took forever. And then
this is why I don't live in Seattle.
But we had a bunch of like beverages with us. So we don't want to walk all the way up holding like heavy stuff in the heat. So we just took the Uber up. It dropped us off. Had it like pounded a couple drinks here. And then we all walked down to the stadiums, which is not a bad walk, especially because it's downhill from here. Mm-hmm. So if you ever need to go to the stadium, just park at the station. Us three, I don't see how it'll help you any good, everyone else.
Screw you guys.
But we walked down with the whole show and the vibe of the city. Everyone was just excited. Even people who weren't going to Metallica were wearing their Metallica shirts and just having a blast. Everyone's just, this camaraderie mm-hmm. was kind of floating through the air.
I love that. That's usually how it is for anything in that area, anything that's going on at CenturyLink. Like, I mean, maybe because it's the Seahawks is usually going on.
Yeah.
It's always just like people who aren't even going to the actual events are just like, yay.
I'm here to party with everyone who is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
But yeah, we went in, we already had a couple drinks in us. We got 2 more over the course of the night because I had to drive back eventually. We saw Avenged Sevenfold and we just kind of just hung out in our seats most of the time and got some dinner, got some burgers. He's like, I'm buying you dinner since you hooked me up here.
Yeah, so, dude, I'll give you a ride to the airport anytime if you're going to hook it up with something like that.
Right?
Dude,
very unexpected.
I took my friend. So, like, I met this one random guy out clubbing. So, like, I've been super into house music lately. Like, I did not know I was a house head. Surprise, surprise, Destiny. I met this one guy. And then, like, we're cool, whatever. He has a girlfriend. And so I invited him out to Royal Blood and, like, pay for all my drinks. He got for the Uber. I'm just like, sweet, I got this tickets for free from work anyway. Also,
like, hell yeah, rolling in it.
Yeah. So yes.
If he didn't have a girlfriend, would you?
Yeah.
Yup. That's a yup.
Someone's got a crush.
No. So I don't. So I do not have a crush on him.
You're just saying that because he has a girlfriend.
I think the only reason why I kind of want him is because he has a girlfriend.
The chase.
That's fair that you know.
Yeah.
That you know that about yourself. You're not going to go into it, though.
Oh, girl. No, I'm not going to go
into it. Yeah, I'm not going to go into it, though. But
don't be a homewrecker.
No, but then he said his girlfriend, like, they're doing, like, the poly thing. So I was just like, light bulbs. I'm going to run away now.
Well, I mean, if you just want to bang, you could. I mean, you don't have to actually date him.
No, I don't. Like, so I am realizing that boys are, okay, we all realize this, but boys are freaking stupid. Like, they can't handle anything. Even when you tell them, hey, X, Y, Z, they still be like, oh, she said XYZ, but maybe she mean A through freaking every other letter. So
if she's cool with having sex like this, she must be cool with everything else. It's like, no, you realize that people are not just generalized. We're all, like, as much as it's very cliche, we're all individuals. Like, yeah.
I would want to make sure his girlfriend was cool with it, too.
Yeah, you'd have to
meet
her.
I feel like a lot of dudes would say.
The thing I've noticed with, like, poly relationships, and I'm sure they wouldn't have a problem with it, otherwise they're not freaking mature enough to be in a poly relationship. It's like, hey, I would like to have a conversation with her. What are the limits? Because some girls, like, poly relationships are not, you know, one size fits all.
It's not, yeah.
Very not like that. So you have to sit there and ask her, what are your boundaries? Am I not allowed to spend the night? Is it cool if I come out with you? Do you not want to know anything about me? And or even have, like, her send a message to you or something if she doesn't want to meet you. Because some people are like, oh, yeah, I want to be best friends with this girl you're having sex with. And there's other girls like, I don't want to know. Like, you can. I just don't want to know about it.
Yeah.
So it's like just to get the ground rules.
That is something I could never, ever, ever be a part of or do.
I think I'd have to be an old lady and just like, I'd spice things up there, honey.
Take your teeth out. Clarity.
Her wants a, I can't say that word.
Okay, you, that legitimately amused me, Ricky. Always talking that voice to me. Oh my
God. No, Destiny's in a bad mood. That's what I'm doing. No. Hey, Destiny, can I show you my floppy boobies?
Please stop.
I can't even imagine you like old and wrinkly, so it's like really weird for me to
just
even
like
picture.
My boobies are hitting my knees.
That has to be in the sound. No, I really want to. Actually, I'm liking the whole idea. So what? So forget it. I'm ranting. So let's start the rant right now. So I'm trying to do this thing with like non-monogamy. Like I don't want to, you know, have relations with the whole world, but I don't want any type of like.
One-on-one.
Yeah, you know, just like specific, like, you know, feelings and relationships and labels and blah and blah.
Is that technically just playing the field, just kind of...
And so, like, it's not really poly, but I would rather have, like, a companion, like, just one person, which I can, or
just
two.
Just like a designated couple F buddies.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
So I've
like,
done that.
Or like a main F buddy, yeah, and then just, you just...
do yeah, just main and safe. And so, like, that's what I'm trying to
do. I feel like that is poly. Like, you have this one person who, like... You guys would actually go on dates, and like if a concert comes, well, you would bring him and that, but then you date and ask other people.
It depends, though. It's not poly is relationships with all these other people. Swinging is different. Swinging implies
it's like
you're dating
sharing.
Somebody and you're, you know, you're sharing your all that stuff. But it also could be swinging can just be like just banging random people.
Yeah, not even like relationships.
Yeah, not relationships. Polys imply that you have multiple relationships.
Yeah.
So what is the one where you have like a main one and then
see that
screw
it
other
depends
people?
Though. Like, is this the person you're going to these concerts? Are you holding his hand?
No.
Or is he paying for your dinner? No. So you're literally just friends. You're friends who bang, and you just happen to be closer friends than everyone else. Mm-hmm. And then you have rando sometimes.
Like that's what I want. Yeah, I can totally.
You don't need to put a label on it. You don't need to explain it to anybody, really.
You don't think that feelings would catch for the main one at all?
No. Well, the thing is, like, that's what I'm in now. Like 2 years ago, totally, I could never do this. Right now, that's all I want right now. And so that's why I'm scared with this person, because somebody else who I thought can handle that is, it seemed like they can't handle that right now. So that's why I'm scared about this person. They will catch feelings. So that's why I don't want to mess with it.
Wait, so we're with someone right now who wants the same thing?
Not with them.
Well, okay, you're doing this thing.
I tried to do this thing. I'm trying to do this thing. I found this one guy that I want to bang consistently, and he's mad cool, but he's doing this stupid boy thing where he's overthinking and he thinks I want more. I'm just like, no, honey, I just want to bang and be friends.
Are you acting more clingy towards him?
I'm acting like me. And I'm, hi, this, meh. And so he thinks that's, I think he thinks that's clingy. And in reality, I'm over here just like, hey, boo, what are you, okay, bye.
I think if you start seeing that either you're catching feelings when you don't want to be catching feelings, or if you see they're being annoying or they think you're catch feelings, just be like, you know what? Proof, I don't need you. Like, I really don't. So peace. Like, it sucks because you are good lay, but peace.
Yeah, I literally send him a message just like, whenever you feel like being a man, hit me up, boo.
Oh, love you.
I feel like if he thinks you're being too clingy, then you just need to back off.
No, I definitely backed off, and I let him know. I was like, hey, I peep what you think, but long story short, like, ugh.
At that point, you just gotta be like, listen to what I am saying.
Do you hear the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Anyway. I like what's below your waistline.
That's it.
Right. I mean, I like his brain too. Anyway, yeah.
Okay, you got to go back to Metallica concert because there's one thing I do want to say. I want to give a shout out to Dominic S.
Dominic!
Because I was in line to buy a Metallica shirt, and he just kind of looks at me and I look at him. And then we both kind of look at the line, like, see what shirt we want. And he looks back at me. He's like, wait, are you Vicky?
Oh, cute.
He's like, I read your blog, The Dirty and Nerdy, and I listen to the broadcast, all this stuff. So I want to give him a
awesome.
Shout out.
What up, Dominic?
Dominic, yay!
Super nice guy. Actually, in my latest blog on KISW.com, I give him a shout at the end so you can see a picture. It was really blurry. I apologize. I was a couple drinks in.
I really like your
You attempted. I'm glad.
Yeah, you attempted the picture.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, God. I thought it was a perfect picture. And then I look back the next day, I'm like, oh, crap. But my roommate and I ended up leaving like at 10:15-ish. So it was still a couple songs.
Was it like
left.
When they pretended to end before they like did the
encore? No. Oh. We left earlier than that because he's like, I've had my fill of goodness. And like he had to work too the next morning.
Yeah.
So he's like, I've had my fill. I'm good to leave whenever you want because you're super appreciative that I even took him.
I love people like that.
Yeah.
Because I roll out early every
time. I mean,
concert.
I looked at my boyfriend and I was like, hey, do you like want to go? Because he has to get up just as early as I do. Mm-hmm. And he just kind of looked at me and he's like, do you want to go? And I'm like, dude, I really don't care. Like, I'm either way. Like, you're, you know? And he was like, no, let's stay. And I was like, F it. And then they did like Enter Salmon and stuff, and I was like, dope.
Yeah,
okay.
So I missed those and stuff, but I was just like, I don't want to, because I knew how bad the traffic was going to be.
Yeah,
so
pretty bad.
When we left, there was like nobody outside.
Oh, don't you
so
love it?
We got the Uber back to the car, took the car back, dropped them off, and I think I was in bed before 11.
Oh, impressive.
Like, or about 11 ish. So, I mean, I was still exhausted the next day because I didn't nap, but
I was so tired too. Oh, my goodness.
I would have killed everyone if I had got to bed at midnight.
I think the only time as one time I did two concerts in one night in two different venues and
what?
Like, yeah, and it worked out perfect. Like I hit both, you know, as I heard all my favorite songs, saw, you know, the artists and left before traffic for both events. And I was like, this is the perfect day. No traffic.
That sounds perfect.
All right. Well, going back to kind of the conversation Destiny was having, she was kind of ranting about the guys and it kind of got me thinking of something a couple days ago that I wanted to try out with the broadcast listeners.
Ooh.
Oh, I would like to start a segment for the podcast where you guys write in rants about your coworker, your boss, your boyfriend, your cat, traffic, whatever is pissing you the hell off. You know when you want to hit the all caps button where you text your friend, you're like, girl, you're not going to believe the day I just had. Hold on.
I do that.
Yeah.
And it sounds like I'm screaming because I am.
Right. So, or if you want to leave us a voicemail, like we have a phone number you can call or text us or Facebook. If you want to send us a Facebook message, send it to us and we will read it. And you could even say, hey, I want Sarah to read it and I want Sarah's anger or I want Destiny's, you know, sass.
Or I can anything. Bring you some sass, boo.
Like, we will read it for you and let it out in the universe. Or if you want to be the one doing it, send us a voicemail. Do you have the number, by the way, by handy?
I will give you lovely folks the number. And
You know that that moment where you're just so mad and, like, before you have the, like, time to think, oh, I should just probably take some breaths before I say anything? Text us or email us what you like what you think you should breathe through.
Yeah, we
tell us
an anonymous
tell
name.
Us.
Yeah, just like get angry. Sometimes you need to just let it out. It's like, oh my god, and it could be over the dumbest thing too.
Even if it's about us.
Yeah.
Even if you absolutely hate one of us,
actually,
or think we're stupid, or what we're talking about is stupid.
Actually, don't do that. I don't want to hear it. I don't do it.
No. I can handle it.
Don't bitch about Destiny because Destiny's amazing.
Thank you. I agree. And when you want to bitch to us, you can call and text and all that jazz to 253-778-6029. Just a reminder.
Yeah, Facebook might probably be the easiest one if you're going to write it out.
Yeah.
And we will read it for you. And sometimes you just need to like just type it out. And even like sometimes you're just in a crappy mood already. Sorry. You're in a crappy mood and some little thing just sets you over the edge. The straw that breaks the camel's back. You're like, I can't believe Sarah asked me for a cup of coffee because I was right next to the machine and I just wanted to drink my coffee. Why couldn't she go around me and get her coffee? Something as like little as that, right?
Oh my god!
If it sets you over the edge, we want to hear
it. Happened between Vicky and I when we were at Atlanta last week.
Yeah, we had big old rant sessions.
She tried to hand me a plate and I freaked out.
Yeah, she actually lost her mind because I handed her a plate.
I told my boyfriend that story.
What did he say? I wasn't gonna bring it up.
The look on his face was priceless.
Okay, tell me how it went down when you tell the story.
Now I want to know.
I preface it. The night before, I was being kind of a douche because I was drunk and I was poking at her without thinking. It's just like, I'm not as drunk as you, Sarah. Being an idiot. And he's like, Vicky, stop momming me and stop thinking I'm the S show because clearly you're the S show right now. And I'm like, oh yeah, I am.
So there was like a lot that like...
So we decided like, okay, I'm going to try not to mom her anymore because that's my natural thing. Like I mom everyone. Like I love... Like, I do it with BJ all the time.
And
it's like, that's what I do with BJ. Like, he hands me his cupcake wrapper. He, like, I give him water. Like, I do that with, like, my roommates. Like, that is my natural response. I do it without thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Even to people I don't know, I'll do it. Like, somebody had a piece of candy once, and they had the wrapper in their hand, and my instinct was to put my hand out.
Oh.
And he's like, what? I'm like, oh, I guess just give me a wrapper. Just give it to me. He's like, well, why are you doing it? I'm like, just do it. It's fine. Like, I got it. Like, let me just throw it away. The garbage is right next to me. I got it. It's there natural response. So, Sarah, you can tell how you explained it to your boyfriend.
So, It's just so funny because it's so stupid. We are at the Italian restaurant, right? Mm-hmm. And they put a stack of plates at the edge of the table. And there were a bunch of appetizers that came out. And people were taking plates, right? And I didn't want to take a plate because I know I'd fill it up with food that I don't want to eat or, like, I shouldn't eat anyway. So I just, like, took, like, a garlic bite and then just ate it. And Vicky, in the process of handing me a plate, said, "Do you want a plate?"
No.
And put it in front of me.
No, I asked if you wanted a plate.
Yeah,
you ignored me. You ignored me. You, because you, do you want a plate? You grab your thing.
You asked her to say her perspective of the
story. I know,
story.
But I'm just giving you my perspective
she was,
now.
She was, she picked it up and was pulling it over and was like, "Hey, here, do you want a plate?" And put it in front of me. And then that's what broke the camel's back.
So what?
And I was like, I clearly see there are plates there. I see everybody took our plate. Obviously, I would have taken a plate if I wanted a plate. So therefore, no, I did not want a plate, but thank you.
My thing was annoying because I like looked at the plates. I looked at her reaching over the table to the middle of the table.
The garlic knots were right in front of me.
They weren't. They were like,
right in front of me.
They were like this, like your whole arm. It's not like
and
literally.
I got one perfectly fine without a plate. So.
But my thing was I had asked her, I'm like, "Do you want a plate?" And you ignored me. And I'm like, "Okay, well, I don't know what that means." So I put the plate like in front of her, like after she just ignored me. Because normally she'd be like, "No, I'm good." But she didn't say anything. So I was like, okay, well, just
in
case.
That's what broke the straw. Camel's back or whatever that
thing is. And that's what broke the straw for me. I'm like, you know what? I'm done. I'm done. I'm done with this night. I'm just going to go do my own thing tonight.
And that's exactly how I was like, okay, if I wanted to play it, I would have got. That's the voice I get. I'm like.
She gets snippy. I'm like, and people are like, why is she mad? Because I gave her a plate. She's mad because I gave. And what did George say?
He legit just stared at me.
So like,
you're not going to believe what Vicky did. She gave me a plate.
I was like. Babe, I told you I'm effing crazy. You didn't believe me. And he was like,
so
literally just, like, just nodded. Smiled and nodded. And I'm like, do you still love me?
is that the thing, like the quote of your relationship? Do you still love me?
Do you love me, right?
No,
he's
so
crazy
it's,
too.
Everyone is crazy in their own way.
I am seeing both, you know, like, this is my thing now. Like, I am forever neutral. Like, I'm Switzerland as hell with
how
everything.
Lame is that?
F you.
You're not, a therapist.
Not as lame as freaking out over plate. Ooh, shots fired. Okay. I thought it was going to be worse than that. Sorry. No, but no. So I see both you guys' perspective. And like, I have literally done that to somebody. Like somebody was just like, yeah, you can read. I was like, oh, really? Can I read? Thanks. Yeah, they let us read now. Thank you so much. Like, I went straight there. Like, I was pissed. So
thank
I've been on.
So
I feel like we all have those moments. And it's just like, so we understand when we're that angry. But at the same time, I feel like most of us have been on the other side of it. It's just like, but I was just trying to help.
Yeah.
I was just like, I didn't think a plate would piss you off. It's not like, oh, honey, you can't tie your shoe. Let me tie your shoe for you.
No.
You can't do this.
So that's how it feels.
That's how it feels.
But no, I've been on both sides. So I'm laughing at both of you right now.
Right. Not with us, Sarah.
It was just
at
so
us.
Much. And then the entire Italian restaurant, I just wanted to kill everyone.
Well, like, and then everyone was I feel like everyone just happened to be like, let's tease Sarah in a loving way. And she was not having
Joey
it.
Joey was being a mother effing troll. I wanted to kill him. I don't even remember about what. And then BJ, I just wanted to, I was just talking, I don't even know.
BJ was being BJ.
BJ
just poking.
Yeah.
But like, if normally we can all handle BJ's poking. Ugh, can we pick another word? We can usually handle BJ's trolling.
Yeah.
It's but just like, usually gross. Like, oh, I'm Vicky. I'm, you know, it's like, look at me, 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 me. That's what BJ does to mock and just mess with us.
Literally.
And normally it's just like, my thing is like, I'll ignore him because if you don't give him any ammo, he can't do anything.
Yeah. But I was like, so he would say something and then I would just like take it to the next
snap
level.
Back.
I was talking about like sex and like, I'm going to do this and that.
Can I?
Yeah, we'll stop. I mean, that's fine. Like, you didn't say it, but no, let's not do
sorry,
that.
Sorry, what? Yeah, no, it was quite the experience.
So I think it was a learning experience.
Totally.
So now I'm not going to do anything for you and I'm going to make sure nobody
You're
else does anything
gonna
for you.
You're never going to hand me a plate.
I'm never
again.
Doing anything for you. And Chris is like, I'll go get that for you. And I'm like, no. Let Sarah do it.
No,
Sarah's a strong, independent
it's just
woman.
You.
No, I
Anyone
know,
else
but no.
Can mom me, but you.
Mm. So I learned a lesson yesterday. Somebody else I met in the house community, like we want to, like we're really cool now. It was a female, and so like we're at the grocery store, and so the freaking thing isn't working, and then she was like, oh, you need to do this, you need to do that, you need to do this. So I was just like, I know. Thank you. And so like the what you call it, the guy comes up and then like she and I was like. I got it. I can talk. So this is what the problem is. So like I didn't realize like, oh, I do that to other people though. Maybe I should stop momming people
like
because it that irritated the out of me. Right. I just whispered. I mean,
yeah,
I
you're
really,
good.
Okay, yeah.
You didn't realize, right? You I just like said,
the,
shh,
the, yeah, the, okay.
T sound.
Yeah, but so maybe just lesson learned across the board.
Well, and then it's like if someone, if you're the friend asks, like, oh, why did Destiny snap at you? The girl would be like, oh, I was just like trying to help her. Like, I don't.
Yeah, I felt like a jerk. So whatever. So I'm just gonna just chill and just.
I feel like that's what I think. This is going to be called the rant sesh.
Yeah.
This is what it's for. You know, before you snap at somebody in a restaurant full of people you don't really know.
She knew y'all.
I knew all y'all.
No, I didn't know the guys at the end of the table. That's.
Oh, we think we're there at the end. I don't care. I'll make a scene wherever.
Well, that's
I
true.
Am me.
Obviously. Speaking of which, this weekend should be fun. But yeah.
Yeah. So send us a send us like your voicemail. Send us a message, and we will read it. And you can have Sarah read it if you think it's more Sarah, or you think it's
before you snap
me.
At the person trying to hand you a plate. Be like, wait a second, I gotta go rant text right now.
Should we talk about our new agreement?
What agreement?
Oh yeah.
Because I'm gonna try not to mom her anymore. Like I legit like I'm gonna
try to.
I kept
calling her mom after the plate thing at the Italian restaurant,
and I hate that. Like because like I have people that jokingly call me mom in like a loving way.
Oh, but she was.
But she when she
no,
does, and
I'm
so
like,
I told
anytime
her
I say mom,
thanks
and so,
mom.
But I'm like,
yeah,
there
you go, mom.
But like, exactly. So let's say you know when girls, it's kind of like the whole like, hey daddy, like when girls call their boyfriends daddy, it's like then dad's like, okay, well that ruined it. Like my little girl can't call me dad anymore the second he hears
hey,
his little
daddy.
Girl. Yeah, like, you know, it ruins it. You have a word ruined for you because somebody used it in a weird context. So I was like, I have friends that would call me that, like, in a loving way. It's like, oh, mom, thank you. You know, like, I, made cookies or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, can we not ruin that word for me, please? That's the only thing I ask. Like, let's think of another code word, and that will tell me stop what you're doing because it is irritating me, and we don't want to.
Look, we're like a dysfunctional, functional couple right here.
I was about to say, what's your guys' safe word?
Yeah, we got a safe word.
It's panini.
We're serious.
I'm not kidding. I'll actually
call it panini.
Like panini press, like
a
sandwich?
Panini, like that yummy-ass sandwich, like yeah.
So everybody,
there's
her,
a reason
like,
why.
Her eyes got lower. Like, she smiled. Like, when you said, like, that, like paninis are your jam, apparently.
Dude, you
look orgasmic
so
when
long,
you said
but, like, I just think of panini, and then when you separate the two, like, slices
the
of bread, it's just cheese.
No, I like little grill marks and a crunchiness.
Yup.
I'm going to Panera.
Let's see if I could find an audio clip. So panini, the reason I thought panini, have you ever heard of the show Chowder? It was on Cartoon Network.
Yes.
So do you remember his? Yes, thank you. Nobody else knows Chowder.
I didn't.
Yeah.
So Chowder, everyone has food names.
Yeah.
And so there's this girl who has a huge crush on him. And so she's like, you're my boyfriend. He's like, what? I don't want her to be my.
She's borderline. Like, she needs to be arrested, this girl.
Yeah, she's super psycho. Yeah. So every time after the boyfriend-girlfriend episode, after that, every time he sees her, she's like, I'm not your boyfriend! Like, it just makes that clear. I'm not your boyfriend! And so I thought somebody who was overbearing as Panini, I would be Panini.
I love that.
Let's
okay,
I get it.
Let's see if this works.
Yeah, I want to get the story.
Let's see if I can get some of the audio.
How do I say this?
Oh.
You're getting way
and then
too clingy. You come around like every 5 seconds. See this?
Uh-huh.
This is my space.
This is when she tells him she needs space.
My space.
Uh-huh.
But we
okay, so that's not
uh-huh.
a good one.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I'm laughing because I watched Chowder. And like.
So is that me, the person being like, I need and I say.
No,
that's
usually,
actually Panini.
No, she's usually, no, that episode's funny, the funniest part, because like, usually she's the psycho. She's like the single white female, you know what I mean? Like, she's the one going nuts. And so like, I guess this is the episode that Chowder paid her like more than 5 seconds attention. She's like, okay, Chowder, I need for you to back up.
Well, because like, I think she kissed him and someone's like, well, you got to make an honest woman out of her. She kissed you. He's like, Mom, I don't want to get married, but I don't want her to lose her honor. And so he's like, okay, well, we should just get married.
And she's like, hold up, Chowder. But no, it's the opposite. She's just like, I don't know, this fatal attraction.
Hi, Chowder.
Oh, I'm not your boyfriend.
Let's see if this is.
Hi.
That's the song.
I'm going to need my space.
Let's see if this works.
Oh, hi, Chowder. I'm not your boyfriend.
I'm not your boyfriend.
And he like runs away. Like he's trying to get away from this girl at every episode. I love it. So yeah, Panini. I get it now.
So that's our new code word.
Yup.
And so yeah.
Panini.
We all love stuff. If you have people in your life that you genuinely care about, like I care about Sarah.
Oh.
You make an effort.
And either. I don't want to completely bitch her out for
yeah, that's
I don't
great.
I don't want to ever hate you. That's the thing. And I feel like that's why I don't think we could ever live together because I don't think it would work.
No.
That actually I used to think well, maybe I could.
Could
live
you
with
imagine
Sarah.
Living
I
with
don't
my
think
dad?
No.
Yeah, I'm him. Actually, he's a little worse. I will give him credit for being worse.
I've never heard that before. I will give you credit for being a more terrible person.
Yeah.
But he lets you like have people over and like. That, like your boyfriend and stuff. I could never do that with my folks, I think. So that's pretty legit.
Yeah, dude. He got the cue to sleep over. It's been dope.
Your whole relationship with your family is something I could never do. I love it. It's super cool, but I cannot wrap my head or my brain around it.
No, you wouldn't live with your family still?
Even when I was of age to live with my family, I didn't want to live with my family. Like when I was a teenager, I didn't want to live with them.
Like, bye. Yeah. I don't think I could live with Joey. I think he'd drive me nuts.
I think as long as you kept things clean, I don't think he'd care.
Oh, but she wouldn't.
I know you got stuff going on, Destiny. How much time you got left to hang out?
About 15?
Okay, we're going to do one quick story then.
If that's cool, my love.
Yes, no, that is perfect, actually. Okay. Because let's talk about something positive.
Yes, let's. But really quick, Sarah, what'd you say, girl?
I said you're so popular. Oh. You got a hot date or something at noon? What you doing?
I have like school, and I have to make a weed run, and I have, can you say that?
Yeah.
And
it's legal.
Yeah, and I have to make a weed run, then I have to actually come back to work. Like, I haven't started, like, then I start my actual shift at work.
Yeah, so we got stuff going on.
Yeah.
So let's talk about positivity. So how old is everyone? For those listening at home.
I am 26.
25.
And I'm about to be 28. I'm 27 right now.
What, like 2 weeks?
In 2 weeks, woo! I'm 28.
The golden birthday, right?
My golden birthday. Oh, I'm so not ready. I need to call people. I need to make stuff happen. My dad's getting me my birthday cake.
Ooh, yeah.
From Costco. The cream cheese filling. And I didn't tell him what design I wanted, but I went there the other day and they had a pirate ship one. So I hope my dad probably will see that and be like, yep.
Good.
I'm almost 30, and we're kind of on that closer spectrum of being 30, most of us in this room, whether you like it or not.
I'm ignoring that statement.
But it's not a bad thing. People think that is an awful thing. It really isn't.
It's not. I'm just vain.
Everyone.
That's the only reason.
Like, here's the thing. You're going to look sexy forever, girl. What are you doing?
Black, don't crack, hair flip.
I like saying I'm in my 20s, though. Right? Like, that sounds...
But then someone asks, like, I'm in my mid to late 20s.
You don't say that part.
Well, they'll ask you your age, and they'll be like, oh, you're late 20s. But it's not a bad thing. It's like, I get the whole appeal of being your 20s, but I feel like we need to embrace every
getting
part
older.
Of your life. Yeah. And so I found this article, and it's like 26 things that we as women should stop doing before we're 30 so we can be happier at 31.
Stop doing. Ooh, stop hating becoming 30. That's what we should stop doing.
I probably was one of them.
One.
All right, so we'll go through and we'll talk about them all.
I'm excited.
And I think we can get them through them quickly enough so you can get out of here on time.
Yes, ma'am. No, I'm excited about this. Cool.
All right, number one is worrying too much, either consciously or not, about the life goals you are supposed to have achieved by 30. Because whether it's, having kids, everyone's like, well, I should have been married by now and have at least my first kid.
Yeah, or being married or having a career or knowing exactly what you want to do forever.
It's like our parents were a completely different generation. Like, you had babies at 20, like, it's a 20-year-old today is like a 13-year-old. Like, they don't know crap.
I mean, yeah, not in that case, but with the level of things they're allowed to do versus, beforehand. Did that make sense enough?
Yeah,
I just rambled. But not, I wouldn't say like a 13-year-old or a 20-year-old, but just like certain things are available that aren't available at all for us now at a later age.
Maturity level and the fact that like a lot of people don't get like you could have gotten started at your career, your dream job at 20, 21. Mm-hmm. But now it's like you have to intern for a bunch of years. You have to do this.
You have to go to college at least.
Yeah, you're not going to get. And even then, that's not a guarantee that you're going to get in the career, you want. You probably won't even start your career until your mid to late 20s. So you probably won't start making okay money until, 30.
And then you got all that debt.
Especially now, yeah. So woo-hoo. Definitely different from our parents.
Sorry, I didn't woohoo the debt. I woohooed the fact that I dropped out of college. Number two. And this is something we should start doing now at 25 and 26 and 27, almost 28. Stop faking your, big O's.
Dude, I stopped doing that.
What?
Yes.
Never in my life ever faked a big O.
See, I have only to get out of just, I'm like, okay, I'm over this. I'm done.
I never have. I just say, dude, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Stop.
And I think that's not a bad thing. And I think we should explain to guys that it's not an ego thing. I've only just because
I feel like guys can tell when it happens, though.
At least, it's about making the noises and then, flexing certain places. You can flex that.
Yeah, but it says it gets a lot wetter and
some people don't.
And
I can fake well.
Yeah, some people don't have
I can really fake the noise. I practice that all the time because that's hella fun. But I've never ever in my life faked one.
I know I have in the past just because I'm like, I want to get this over with. Yeah.
No, I'm totally...
guys are like, well, I want to keep going until you're there. And it's just like, it's with a stranger, you don't want to freaking hurt their ego too bad. But it's just, it doesn't matter. It's like, bro, I got off in other ways. Like, I got mine.
Before you came here.
Well, no, sometimes I just like having sex. I don't necessarily need to get there. But like the process, like, okay, I had a fun time. It's like going, you know, to a buffet and having great food, but you can't have dessert. You're not going to have dessert. It's fine. Like, I had a great time.
I really like getting my dessert, though.
I do, too. Everyone loves their dessert. But if you had a great meal, then, well, what's the problem? I don't, like, for me, saying that's true.
The point, don't fake it.
Just be like, you know what, bro? It's not going to get me there. It's not you. It's just my jam right now. Like, just do. Like, you do you. We're good. Number three, apologizing for the simple act of expressing your opinion or for things that are not your fault.
So I had to learn that after the military, I would, like, a lot of times I'd be like, oh, sorry. And I'm just like, wait, no, I'm not sorry. I said that on purpose. You were rude. This is what happened. And this is what happens when you say that to me. And so now I don't apologize for.
So no hashtag sorry, I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's just like, no, like, this is what happened. And that's what it is. This is how I feel about it. And you are wrong. The end.
Do you say, like, sorry if it hurt your feelings?
No, but it's not. I was like sorry you feel that way. However, this is what it really is. So
this is how I feel. And this is my thoughts. Number four, continuing to give love and care to people who do not give it back.
Oh, stop that right now.
Agreed. Just stop it at any point in your life.
Oh, stop. Yeah, I was like, why would we do that?
Don't do that.
Yeah, like sometimes you just want to take care of like that not good for nothing boyfriend. You're like, he just needs my love and attention to kind of push him to be that man I know he can be.
Or God, I had so
your
many
friends
of those.
And
guess what?
Yeah.
He's never if he, don't do it.
And if he's not respecting you, then no, out.
He sucks.
Out. Or even your friends. Sometimes you just do everything for a friend. It's
true,
like,
dad.
I'm like, you haven't done squat for me. Not so much that like that is that you need to be by me or doing anything for me, but it's just like you wouldn't reciprocate this.
Dude, I love my friends, but sometimes like they are not the friends I feel like I am. You know what I mean? So I'm like learning to like back off a little, so then I don't.
So you can find the good quality.
Yeah, because it's like, dude, if you're gonna flake, like. Tell me you're like, first of all, don't flake or I'll effing kill you. And if you get sick or if something happens, let me know. Yeah. Don't just not show up. Like, to me, that's
disrespectful.
Yeah, that's a bet. Like, no.
I agree.
It's funny that you said flake because number five is tanning too much. Because the sun's bad for you. Like, really? Oh my God, come on, take care of your skin.
Yeah, I should have done that a few weekends ago. I'm still peeling from my sunburn.
I'm good.
It's not a good look. Screw you, okay?
Even me, the Mexican, I get sunburns randomly. But no, I've been trying to take care of, like, over the last couple years, like, I use a lot more skin products than I ever have in my entire life. Just because I'm trying to take care of
it's
what
gonna
I got.
It's going to help in, like, 30 years.
10 years, even. I'm hoping.
Oh,
I'll be.
God. I don't want to be wrinkly in 10 years.
Some people are.
Oh, God.
Six, being afraid to say no. It's like, don't be afraid to say no.
I have a hard time with that one sometimes.
And then also on the other end, or not daring enough to say yes. So say yes. Like, you know what? No, I don't want to go do that. And I'll be too tired. I'll do it. It's like, you know what? Screw it. Let's say yes. Let's do it.
Let's have him do it.
But at the same time, it's like, you know what? That goes against my moral code or
still,
my comfort level.
Let's have him do it. Just kidding.
Don't freaking compromise who you are. Number eight, going unnoticed at work meetings. I did that for a long time where I said, like, look, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to hide in the background. And then one day they'll notice me for what I am. It's like, how are they going to notice me if I don't say crap? If I'm not doing anything, like, yeah, you know what? You might annoy somebody, but at least you're in their ear. At least you're in front of them. You're doing something. That is my career advice.
I'm really bad at that, too.
Number nine, caring too much about what they say, just people in general. Let the trolls on Facebook, do you care too much about that one person who called you fat or ugly or stupid? Screw them. It doesn't matter. They don't matter.
Yeah, F them.
Number 10, eating crap. Not literal crap, but it's time to start taking care of yourself. Because honestly, I'm at this age where I notice like I'm not metabolizing things as I used to and it's pissing me off.
I'm not sure if it's metabolism. It's just certain things. Like, I can't eat certain types of sugar. It makes me physically ill to eat certain things nowadays. Like, so, like, eating healthy, do it. Start working out. Like, cardio sucks, but take a walk. I don't know. Like,
I have
get some
that in
air.
My mind, too, and I'm like, it's so bad for you. But then I'm like, but it's so good. But it's so bad. But I worked out yesterday. But it's like the inner struggle all the time.
But I mean, like, once in a while is not a bad thing. But for me,
yeah,
it's
like once
if
in
I,
a while turns into, like,
What is it? Your cheat
once in a
your
while.
Cheat meal turns into a cheat week.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Because first it's like just a week to, it's like just on the weekend. But then it's like, oh, there's a barbecue on Monday. Oh, there's this on Tuesday. Oh, right. there's a concert on Wednesday. You know what I mean? Like right. It's always like.
There's something. There's always something going on.
Yeah.
Another one is 11, going ahead with a horrible date just out of politeness, even though you know from the start it's not going to work out. I've done that before.
I've done that all the time.
I don't have time for that. Like, that's probably why my array of men have gone down, because I'm like, I don't want to deal with you. So yeah. I'm not going to.
I don't even go out on a date anymore. I'm just like, no.
You don't even text back.
Yeah, no.
All right. This one's important. Losing it over a wrinkle, a gray hair, or any other signs of aging instead of recognizing that you're becoming a mature, wise woman.
Ugh, I hate that. Mature, wise. Just because you got a wrinkle or gray hair does not mean you're maturing into a mature, wise
woman. No, you're on your way.
You're just getting older.
I have one gray hair that grows, and it's in the weirdest spot.
I think gray hair can be kind of sexy, though.
I got one in my eyebrow, and it always grows. And it, like, I can't tell if it's blonde or gray, but it always grows in the same spot.
See, I think that's cute.
That's cute.
But it's one hair. It could be so cool if my eyebrows were, like, white.
My friend's, like, 27, and she has, like, gray hair all through her, dark
yeah.
hair.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Looks
dope.
I know a couple girls that are like that, and it looks pretty legit. So, yeah, don't worry about it, man.
I think I'm still going to worry about it. I'm gonna dye my hair and get some Botox. Not gonna lie, probably.
Yeah, for sure. I'm,
you do
yeah.
you do you, boo. I'm just saying, like, hey, that's what's happening. I mean, you can quote unquote fix it the way you want, but don't freak out. I mean, it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
13. Stop hating your body. It's like, okay, work out, get moving, feel great, but don't obsess.
Yeah.
It's like, not everyone's gonna have an hourglass figure, mile long legs, or a killer bust. Like, if that's what you want to strive for, to have the big old boob fake, you know, the fakies and the fake butt and whatever else you want, then that do you, boo. But at the end of the day, it's like, okay. I'm still going to be stuck in a body. There's always going to be a wrinkle, or there's going to be a stretch mark or a varicose vein somewhere there. And it's like, if you're going to hate yourself, then honestly, how can someone else love you if you hate yourself so much?
I would just say everybody always. So basically my favorite quote is, don't judge your behind the scenes to someone's highlight reel.
Yeah.
So like, people always just like, oh, I don't look like X, Y, and Z, when X, Y, and Z don't even look like X, Y, and Z right. half the time. So honestly, everybody looks different. And so even if you did every single thing, I don't know, that Chanel Iman did, no matter what I do that she does, I will never look like her. I don't have her same bone structure. I'm not the same height as her. So just love yourself, booze.
Number 14, feeling like you owe everyone a smile. We all have crappy days, so forget this. You should smile more stuff. Some days you're not going to feel like it, and everyone can just deal with it.
Anybody tells me to smile is going to get punched in the face. The end.
My favorite one is from Broad City, the show, where they take their middle fingers and they push their frown upside down.
Just like, oh.
Just like, ha, screw you.
No, my favorite is the one with the lipstick one, just like.
Like, pretend your middle finger is your lipstick.
Mm-hmm.
Side note. So we're doing a bachelorette party. We're going to a friend's bachelorette party, Sarah and I, tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And woo-woo! You know how they do, like, the pin the tail on the donkey?
Oh my gosh, it's like pin the penis on a date.
Except it's not a penis. What they give it? You a penis-shaped lipstick, and you have to kiss where it is.
I
love that.
Because we were either going to get that one or the one where it's like they have, like, random, like a... like an elephant's trunk sticker that you put on there.
Mm-hmm.
I asked the bride, like, what do you want? She's like, this one has a penis lipstick. Let's do the penis lipstick. I'm like, okay, whatever you want. We'll just quickly go down the list for the rest of them. Being too self-critical or self-deprecating of yourself. 16, ignoring your instincts. That's, I think, pretty important. 17, paying too much attention to others' opinions about your lifestyle, your beliefs, your body, or your experiences.
True that.
That's a major one I had to, like, figure out. And the millisecond I figured that out, the millisecond I got a lot happier.
Like, one of my things was, I was super excited when I went to Europe a couple years ago. And I posted, hey, guys, I got, like, 30 days till I go to Europe. I can't wait. And this other guy that, like, I met him online on an online dating site. We never met because he was in a different state. He was going to move back to Seattle. Ended up not right away, at least. He moved back like 2 years later. But he, honestly, he was a hot mess. We'll have to talk about him some other time. Because he's the biggest jerk. Like, I almost said his Instagram name. I don't want to say his Instagram name. He is the biggest jerk online. And I don't know if he does it just to mess with people or if he legit feels this way.
What
did, like,
he say?
He's a big Trump supporter, supposedly. And he'll, like, say stuff just to get under people's skin. I wouldn't have assumed that that's who he is. When I first started talking to him, he seemed way different. But one of the things he posted, he's like, I see all these different people saying they're going to Europe. Let me tell you, it doesn't make you special and it doesn't make you unique, your little trip or something like that.
You're a hater. What a miserable person.
He's traveled. Like, don't get me wrong. He's traveled all over the world and he posts about it and all these chicks he's banging. He's always flashing his money and stuff. And I'm sitting here, I'm like, but I'm excited. I'm not going there to like be enlightened or anything. I'm just going to have a good time.
You're
to
not
see the
going
world.
There to tell everyone you're going there and brag about it. You're going there because you want to go there.
And I'm posting pictures for my family that want to make sure I'm not dead. Right? So yeah. I was excited about it. So it's like I paid too much attention to his opinions on my life, even though it wasn't completely directed at me. It was.
Yeah.
So I was like, whatever. And on that side note, with trips and stuff, stop saying one day I'll go to Bali or New York or Buenos Aires. Start planning those trips, even if it's a couple years down the line. It's like, okay, well, how much money do I need to save up this year to make it possible in 2 years or 3 years? Start doing it now. Which, honestly, Sarah, you started doing that actually, right?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I started saving up. First, it was going to be Italy. Then it got moved to Hawaii. Then it got moved to Mexico. I don't really know what it's actually going to turn into.
So you guys are just saving up money.
Yeah, to go somewhere eventually.
And that's
I'm like not a traveler at all. I actually like get super homesick. And I went to 3 places this summer and I'm so done with traveling for a while. So already thinking about going out, like out of the country causes me
severe anxiety.
Nerves. But then I always think like, Sarah, you don't have kids tying you down. Like you don't have anything. Like, why not? You know,
right.
I'm afraid like I'm going to regret it, even though I don't
feel like it right now.
Yeah. Isn't that weird? Well, I keep waiting to get the travel bug because I have friends who do it. Like they work at a restaurant, like have like so many hours or whatever. And then because it's really easy to get time off at a restaurant and then they go somewhere for like 2 weeks a month. They do it every year, like twice a year.
Oh,
and I'm like, that
Amber.
Is so cool.
Rocker Amble's like she saved, I think, money for like 2-3 years just working like 6 days a week just at the restaurant, just constantly. She went to Thailand for like 6 months.
Yeah, see, like that's so dope. Like
awesome.
I want that.
I do that actually.
But then in my mind, I'm like, no, Sarah, you should save for your future children. Like, what if they want to go to college? It's so expensive. You should save for them. You should save. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like. But then I'm like, just do it.
Well, can't you do a little both?
Yeah, but trips are expensive.
Yeah. I mean, that's why, like, my friends and I want to go to Ireland in, like, a couple of years. So they're about to buy a house. So I'm thinking it's going to be more like 3 years. But it's like, let's start planning it. Let's start, like, by this time, would it be feasible if we put down this amount of money every month on our plane tickets, everything, and how long do we want to go so we can kind of get an idea what time of year? Like, okay, by the end of this year, I need to save up this much money.
Yeah.
I need to do this. And so just kind of just start it off. All right, so Destiny just had to run out to the bathroom, so we'll just kind of finish this up, round it all out. Sarah, you and me.
Let's do it.
All right, 19, trying to live up to the expectations of your parents, siblings, partners, or friends. Because for a long time, I don't know how it was for you, but they're like, you need to go to college. And even to this day, I have friends that are like, oh, when are you going back to college? Like,
oh, friends, totally. Yeah. I mean, growing up on Mercer Island, it's a very, like, very education-based. Everyone.
Really?
Oh my God.
I thought it was more of a party town. Maybe it's because
I mean, everyone has money, so they're on drugs. But no, my God, my school was so hard. And they expect everyone to go to a 4-year, like Harvard, Stanford, like
university.
Really, really smart people. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Huh. So I got that like crazy. I mean, I still do. They still look down upon, oh, you don't have a this or that.
You don't have this degree.
No.
And we get that to this day a little different now, though, too. It's like, oh, you know, I get the. Oh, you don't have a boyfriend. You know, it'll happen for you soon. I'm like, okay, cool.
Thanks.
Like, I'm like, yeah, I mean, it would be nice to get a boyfriend, but like, I'm not going to sit here and like force it with the first idiot I meet.
Yeah, hell no.
Like, I'm about like just kind of going with it until I find like,
yeah, like,
I don't believe in like the whole like one soulmate thing, but I'm like, I'm waiting for the person that's has worked their ass off in their life, whether their career, emotionally, mentally, because you got to take care of yourself. And I've busted my ass to take care of myself mentally, or I still have ways to go, but. I expect for them to be at that same level emotionally,
well, you don't
mentally.
Settle. Like, you're way too young.
Yeah.
To settle. Like,
and it's
find
like
someone that you actually like and like to be
and
around.
That
and
works hard. And
yeah.
Because I see that. There's a gal I know, and granted, they could be happy. I only know her as an acquaintance. And I know she's kind of, they're planning on like getting engaged sometime this year. But when she, before she met this guy a couple years ago, she was like looking for the love of her life and everything. And it just seems like they both kind of settled.
Oh,
like
really?
I don't like it. Just I don't see any passion in them.
Yeah,
and maybe they just it works for them, and if it does, great, congratulations. But
no, some bitches are so wanting the ring, like that's all they care about,
and that's not what marriage is. At least as somebody,
hell
as
no.
Two girls who have never been engaged officially. I was technically engaged in high school.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, out of a ring we got at Zoomies.
Oh shoot, that's legit.
Right?
At least it wasn't out of like a vending machine
that we stole.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, we were classy at 14. 15, technically. But it's like, you know what? Don't.
No, that's like, that would be the dumbest thing. Because seriously, like, one dude for like the next 60, 70 years, like, really? Like, because that's what marriage is supposed to be. Like,
until you die.
Ugh,
and it's not. A lot of people end up getting divorced and then they get married again. And sometimes that's the winner.
Yeah.
Usually it's not. No.
Yeah. Right.
Actually, I think they say that the second marriage is usually the more lasting one.
Maybe because they know what not to do.
That, and it's like, okay, I'm not going through that ordeal again.
Right.
Okay, this is an important one too for the ladies out there. 20, thinking that other women are competition instead of your allies.
That is a major one.
It's like, we feel like, in it's, I don't know why 100% it's different
society.
For everyone. It's society. Like, there's not a lot of room. Like, I can totally see it in this industry. When we went to our radio convention, it's one of the things they did say. It's like, we feel like there's so few spots for women that we have to be competitive to make sure we are still seen and known and don't take our spot. But it's, instead of, you know, fighting over the few spots there are, why don't we make a world where there are more spots?
Fight. Mm-hmm. So I want to start fighting for the fact that we have to fight. Like, maybe we should put our energy into, hey, stop fighting each other. Start fighting the system.
Yeah.
Type thing.
Let's do something about this, because this isn't right. Like, we shouldn't be as catty. And I know it's, you know, stereotypical and stuff, but we should be helping each other. And that's the one thing I want to see. And I want to hear other people's opinions, by the way, write in. Because I've been kind of on this journey, like, everyone says, we need to help each other. We need to boost each other up. And I'm like, okay,
good
ladies, how are you doing that?
Yeah.
And nobody says anything. It's just easier to say that you're to do it than it is to actually do something. And I brought that up to a lady and she kind of looked at me funny.
No, I remember, because like in the military, it was this whole thing. Like, as much as they try to have all these briefings and blah, 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 it was always a whole thing whenever a female did anything. And I was always the one to be like, no, that is wrong because of this.
Mm-hmm.
But there were no other females to say anything. So I was always
like, hey, it's just me.
Yeah. So I was the bitch. I was this and I was that, because just like, you have to be the one to say something or else nobody's going to say anything.
Yeah. Actually, number 24 on the list is being a bitch. Don't be a bitch.
Stop being a bitch.
Yeah.
No.
It's like there's a difference. It's like, maybe this, what it says here, it's maybe it feels like the world has treated you poorly. Maybe you want to hide behind your attitude and give as much as you get. But don't forget that it's best to treat others how you want to be treated. So don't be a bitch just for the sake of being a bitch.
Everyone just catch you next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, the what?
Oh, like catch you next Tuesday?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, see you next Tuesday.
Yeah.
You say catch you?
Yeah.
I like that. I like that too. Going back up on the list, staying with people who don't enrich your life because you're afraid of being alone.
Oh, my
gosh. Yeah. If you're comfortable, that's not good. If the only reason why you're in the relationship is because you're comfortable,
it's
not good.
And because it's easier this way than it is to, like,
break off.
We've
been living together. We have our bills together.
We have our pets.
No, we already been together for 5 years. We might as well. That's what kills me. We already been together for this long, so we might as well keep going. Like,
dating. Being single.
What?
Yeah. Being single sucks. It's not easy, because if you want to go dating,
awesome.
Like, it's like, for some people who
Destiny's in her awesome single stage right now.
Like, it's for, I understand, like, these people's point of views. It's a lot harder because you're gonna have to separate your bills. You're gonna have to tell your friends. You're gonna have to deal with the what happened. You guys are so
cute that
together.
Part. Yeah,
you're gonna have to deal with all that crap. But I recently told a buddy of mine this, because he doesn't really love his girlfriend anymore and he doesn't know why he's still with her and he's trying to break it off. And I told him from the great philosopher Christopher Titus, who's a comedian.
Oh.
He says, you do not get a rebate at the end of your life for being with a crappy person. Like, death doesn't come for you and say, you know what, I was going to take you today, but, you know, you were with that bitch for 2 years, so here's a coupon.
I like that.
Like, you don't get a rebate at the end of your life, so why are you wasting it with people that are okay at best?
Right.
I think people don't realize, or they can't see outside the bigger picture of things. Like, hey, things can get better. You know what I mean? Like, there's something outside other than this.
It's the whole, like, this is what we're, quote unquote, supposed to do, especially as females.
To,
get engaged, get married.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, there are other things out there. Yeah.
It might be hard. Like, you might actually love this person, but it's not good for you. It's not
just
a good
thing. You love them doesn't mean...
Yeah, it's like they're not enriching your life. Yeah,
yeah.
You can still love them, but love yourself more.
Thing, like, that's so many years.
It's like, you know what? I'd rather be alone and, you know, cry for a while and be by myself and not have my friends around me because our friend group split up and they're all whatever. I'd rather be alone and then just kind of figure myself out from there and just kind of pick up the pieces and go from there instead of just continuously breaking down the path of my life.
Yeah, and then who knows? You'll probably find someone who's who's better yeah. for you.
You definitely will. There's always somebody better out there. I mean, okay, that's the wrong message to say.
Calm down, Ashley Madison.
No, I know how to keep it secret.
Let's see. Comparing yourself to everyone else around you, including people on Instagram, it's fake. It's all fake.
Filters I have, dude?
Right. Thinking that every day counts. There will be days when you feel more powerful than Wonder Woman, but then other days where you can't bring yourself to get off the couch. Not every day needs to count. Let yourself take a break now and then.
Dude, honestly, that was like my motto last year when I had surgery and I was like in so much pain like every day. And I was just like, oh, I really should get up and like try to go do this. So I see if it hurt this, that, or the other. And then I was like, no, I'm not going to remember what I did on July 7th, 2016. Yeah, I'm not going to remember if I slept the whole day or if I worked out. Like, if I'm just going to chill, I'm just going to chill.
Yeah.
Like,
you got to stay comfortable and true to yourself.
Yeah, tomorrow is another day.
I totally. Here.
Number 24 was being a bitch. 25, forgetting about your parents. That's kind of hard because you live with yours.
Forgetting there's don't in front of these. So I'm like, why are you supposed to forget about your parents?
No, don't forget about your parents. And that's my problem, too, because like I basically work 7 days a week. So I try to, like, my dad constantly texts me and I try to make sure I keep up with them. And it's
exhausting.
Difficult.
It's
and
like
exhausting.
It's like a person. Like, I mean, like a friend.
It's a relationship. It's your parents. It is a relationship.
I want to make sure my parents feel loved and like know that I'm thinking about them. But sometimes my dad's texting or calling me and he'll be at work.
Just
he'll call me,
bored
and so then he'll start talking to a customer because he works for
and
Comcast.
Then he'll be like, hey, bye.
And I'm like, Dad, I'll let you go. I'll let you work. No, hold on. And he'll start talking to the customer. I'm like, God, dang it.
I will hang up on my mom real quick.
But it's like, just make sure they know, you know, you're not 15 anymore. Like, we have to be patient with them. They were super patient for the most part when we were younger.
I know.
Good point. I never thought about that part.
Also, think about like they're not gonna
be here forever.
Slowly but surely, like,
they're
gonna
dying.
Be losing it. Like.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
It's always weird. Like,
unless you don't really like them, then
that's a whole different story.
Yeah. Bye. R.I.P. Sorry, that's so mean.
Number 26, the last one, and we'll round it out and get out of here. Thinking of 30 as a limit rather than just another number, and no longer doing the things you love because you hit a certain age. So this applies to anything.
Exactly.
Wear shorts if you want to wear shorts. Travel. Laugh out loud. Get out of that relationship if it doesn't make you happy. And even if you should be thinking about settling down and getting married, take up pole dancing. No, girl, age
Hell
is no limit.
Hell yeah. Go to the club. Twerk. Throw your back out. Stumble down the stairs because you're too drunk. Smash your face on the side of the concrete and get stitches. Do it all.
Sarah was doing this at 21. She'll be doing it at 41.
Hell yeah. Like 81.
Oh,
I'll
my
be like
God.
With my walker at the club.
Just twerking. Yeah. And like the twerking doesn't exist anymore. It's like that's old Victorian dancing or like, oh, this is ancient people dancing.
Like, what is
the
she
art
doing?
Of twerking?
I have to teach the old
oh
kids.
My God, is it is going to be like youngins. That one day. Oh my God.
Can you imagine what the new dance is going to be though?
I can't because what else is there to do?
I mean, we have like Gangnam Style
or something.
I went to a club once and I saw people like were kind of doing the twerking thing, but there was literally a girl on the floor and a guy on top of her like, if they had not been wearing clothes, I would have sworn they were having sex.
Dude, I was about to say, like,
were they Caribbean? Was it like Caribbean night? Because I don't know what it is about the Rastas and them. They like when they dance, it looks like they are having sex, like straight up.
It
yeah, sex.
It was a couple. They were an African American couple, but it wasn't a couple though, because her boyfriend was sitting there watching.
It'd be like,
and then like they were all dancing, and so she's like, "Oh, I want to introduce you to my boyfriend." Like the boyfriend was just watching and having a good time.
Yeah, I guarantee you they were from the Caribbean because that's how they dance. Like it's nuts.
Like, I'm just really like, sexy, I was just, but I'm sitting here, I'm like, I can't compare.
Is this like, legal? This is somebody going to do something?
Yeah.
I'm like, I think she's getting pregnant. She's getting pregnant in front of me.
It's all happening.
Can I be the godmother?
Name her Vicky, please. Name
Victoria.
Victoria.
But yeah, hopefully that leads you, like leaves you on in a positive note. Doesn't matter your age. Doesn't matter any of that. Just kind of.
Do you, boo.
Don't get, you know, weighed down by crappy things, whether it's relationship, whether it's
society.
Society. You're allowed to have your bad days, but also don't be a dick to other people either.
Unless they deserve it.
Unless they're being your mom.
Like someone tries to give you the plate.
If someone gives you a plate, then yell at them in a crowded restaurant. By crowded, I mean only our section was crowded. There was nobody in there.
Still, everyone saw the wrath of Sarah.
And don't forget to tell us your rafts and your rants and all that jazz as well.
We will feature it on our new segment, Rant Sesh.
Rant Sesh.
I love it. So whether text or voicemail, whatever you want to do.
Hit us up, boo.
Yeah, but let's go enjoy Friday. Let's get out of here.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.